The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Nick Reiner was diagnosed with schizophrenia years ago. He was in treatment, expensive treatment, at a facility that reportedly charges $70,000 a month. He was under psychiatric care, and according to multiple sources, his medication was changed 3 to 4 weeks before the alleged stabbing took place of both of his parents. The defense attorney is Alan Jackson. Yes, that Alan Jackson. He's already calling the case very complex publicly. Translation, the insanity defense is coming. So the question now isn't just what happened. It's whether Nick Reiner understood what he was doing when he did it and whether that matters. With us, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, to help us break it all down. Alan Jackson's first words outside of the courthouse in this case were, quote, "It's a very complex and serious issues." Obviously, when a high-profile defense attorney is using language before the arraignment even happens, what do you think he's signaling about his strategy, Jen?
Well, he's signaling that he's going to use every complex issue he can to excuse the behavior of Nick Reiner in this murder. I expect the kitchen sink. It's going to be everything from insane due to his schizophrenic nature. It's going to be the drugs made him do it. And Don't be surprised if you hear about abuse that won't be able to be proved, but will be thrown out there as a red herring. I just expect it all from this guy.
Yeah. I hope that doesn't happen, because this is a beloved Hollywood human being. I mean, this is somebody that a lot of us have grown up with. We've watched his movies. We've followed him for years. I watched The Princess Bride 2 weeks ago, for F's sake. I mean, you can't drag him through the mud. You just can't. So Alan's got to walk a fine line here.
You can only drag if there's evidence.
True.
But Nick, his words, that's not evidence.
Right.
That's the problem. And unless there is some sort of evidence behind any of that, that's what my concern is, too, because I feel like, and I hope not, I hope we don't get there. But I'm wondering right now, the fact that the schizophrenia thing is out there, I think we can make a reasonable guess as to where this information is coming from. It's probably from the defense, and it's probably the beginning of a PR campaign to humanize Nick, to get empathy for Nick. And look, at he's schizophrenic, and he was trying to get help, and it didn't work. How well do you think this is all going to land on the general public in this case?
Well, if history is any indication, we've seen already in this case that it's not landing very well. While I think people are certainly sympathetic to individuals who are struggling with addiction and struggling with mental health, everyone understands that there's a lot of addicts and there's a lot of people struggling with their mental health, and they're not murdering with a knife their parents and
Without a doubt. Nick's medication was reportedly changed 3 to 4 weeks before the murder. Sources say it made him more erratic and dangerous. Legally, how does a documented medication change factor into the insanity or diminished capacity defense? And after that, I want to talk about, are others going to be facing any sort of repercussions here if this is how the medication management was taking place with a $70,000 bill, allegedly? But let's go to the first part.
You know, that piece is very interesting to me, because you would think that for that type of money and for this type of diagnosis and treatment regimen, you would have him in some sort of inpatient situation, especially if you're going to change the meds. Now, my guess is Nick wanted nothing to do with being inpatient anything. Mm-hmm. And we don't even know if he was truly taking that medication. You can be prescribed a lot of things and it can sit right there on the shelf. And a lot of individuals who struggle with mental health do not want to be medicated. Thus, the reason they're in crisis all the time. Mm-hmm. So we don't even know what he was really taking. So to your point, I think it would be very difficult to go after the doctor or the institution or hospital, whatever, that was responsible for treating him. I really do.
The price tag, I think, is what gets everybody, but people can charge what they want. And if that's what the Reiners were willing to pay, and it may not be this magical inpatient center that one would think you would get for 70 grand a month, then it doesn't have to be. I wonder if this is just going to expose anything in terms of exorbitant medical costs, you know, for those who can afford it. And what are you actually getting that's different than folks who are offering literally the same sort of services for lesser cost? I wonder if it's going to shine any sort of light onto that here.
Doesn't feel like much of a testimonial for the people that were helping him, does it?
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think truly that, you know, it shows just the huge hiatus between people who are worth $200 million and people who are worth $20,000 and what they can afford. I mean, let's be fair, $70,000 a month might be more like $70 a month to you and me, even though it's crazy and over the top in terms of a price tag. The amount of money that he would still be bringing in just from royalties of something else would be unbelievable. And so they could afford it, and he had the best, but the best or the most expensive doesn't mean the best.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it's this whole thing we look at and we just go, I mean, this was so preventable. If there were more safeguards in place for situations like this, when you're looking at the big picture, you have the option of, well, you can go throw him onto the street and hope he doesn't die. And it looks like they did attempt that several times. And he kept coming back alive. Then you put him into treatment ungodly amounts of times. Then he convinced him that treatment wasn't working. So they found something in the middle where they were believing their addict son, but there's nothing in that middle ground where we don't believe our addict son, but he's not willing to get the help that he needs. You only have those two options, because you can't forcibly commit somebody unless we're talking about having the conservatorship put into place, which allegedly they were beginning to look into doing. Is that something, that conservatorship, that lever of the law, is this going to be a case that maybe makes us think about this a little bit more on reality's terms? People, I think, villainize that whole idea of conservatorship with the whole Britney thing. And I say, look at this. Do you think she's better off now than where she was before, judging by knife play naked on TikTok? That doesn't seem like she's in a great place mentally. It seems like there was a reason for it. I would say that's probably something that Nick should have had. But again, you have to move heaven and earth sometimes, depending on where you're at, to get a conservatorship. Do we need to reexamine the the insane amount of hoops of fire one has to jump through when they're just trying to save someone that they love from themselves.
Yeah, I think the conservatorship situation does need to change, Tony. You know, it shouldn't take an act of God. It should take evidence that is beyond a reasonable doubt that the individual needs to have somebody else making their legal decisions inclusive of their treatment decisions for them. In other words, he needs to be put in an inside treatment facility, not exterior treatment facility, even something like that. This is what was clear to me. The Reiners, and we all have family, friends, somebody we know that has been through this, that has a child or a relative that is out of control. And I really feel for them. And it's not like they weren't trying. It's not like they abandoned their son. I mean, it's they did everything they could. And then look at what he did. Listen, I don't have much sympathy for Nick Reiner. I think he knew what he did was wrong. I think that's why he fled to that hotel room. That's why he washed off. And I think that, you know, I think he knew what he did was wrong. I think he's a bad seed. I'm sorry I'm going to say
it. No, I agree. I think that there was nothing more that could have been done for him short of forced being admitted in a facility where this is, you're here, you have no choice, you are a danger to yourself. And I think it would have just been a life of torture because he had a very broken brain. But I think that would have been the only thing that would have kept him safe, but we don't have the levers to push that unless the conservatorship could have gone into place. But obviously that did not happen. The death penalty is on the table in a case like this, but with the fact, number one, it's California. So your odds, unless there's some sort of dramatic governmental change in California, nobody's getting the death penalty anytime soon. But even if he were to get it, now that we have schizophrenia on the table, and if that is truly a real diagnosis that he has, which it very likely is, how do you think that plays into the possibility of the death penalty? Plus, they're going to be consulting the family. The Reiners were not pro-death penalty folks, as far as I think most would understand.
I don't think there's any chance the death penalty comes into play here.
Yeah,
people are talking about it and throwing it around, but no way. With the mental issues that they're putting on the table, with the drug issues, and with the fact there's a moratorium right now, as you referred to, on the death penalty cases in California anyway, no way. There's way too many special circumstances that are going to serve as sort of mitigation for what he did.
Yeah, there it's just horrible all around, and I don't know that I can't imagine the kids. Nobody can speak for them, but I can't imagine that they're wanting to end in another death. I mean, I can't imagine what they're going through. I just can't. But yeah, you're right. So many of us have seen this sort of thing play out, maybe not to this extreme, but folks who have a loved one, a child, quite often that just out of control and their hands are completely tied. And this, while it's on a huge scale because of who these people are, these sort of things play out, not always ending in the death of the parents, but play out in families every single day across the country with people with their hands tied, the same way that the Reiners did. It shows money does not solve everything by any means.
Yeah. And these are the people we see and we walk by, for those of us who live in the downtown area. These are the people.
Yep.
That are struggling with these very issues, and they would rather, and remember this is out of Nick's mouth, a paraphrase, he would rather be on the streets in Maine and Jersey, Texas, and for all those years than be, you know, institutionalized or in a rehab place. So that says a lot to me right there.
Yep. I agree.
That's frightening as we finish up our Christmas shopping.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, the busy mall.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.